We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants,
that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity
under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, nature-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on BlendoSat. And in Adeya, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villamayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villamayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal de Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himeur Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzar and Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotosh, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a cash voucher program helps ensure food availability for Senegal's families. In technology news, India seeks to expand its high-speed internet access to rural areas. In health news, British researchers find that eating whole grains helps reduce blood pressure. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, January 18th, esteemed Moldovan poet Mr. Grigore Vieru is remembered. A national day of mourning was declared in Moldova after Mr. Vieru passed away on this day in 2009. Born in 1935 in Pererita, Romania, now in Moldova, he wrote acclaimed children's books. They include poetry for readers of all ages, which won the Moldovan Prize for Youth Literature. Your Name, his most popular work, was part of the contemporary literature curricula in Moldovan universities. Much admired for promoting the Romanian language, Mr. Vieru was posthumously honored with the Order of the Star of Romania, Grand Cross, by the President of Romania, His Excellency Ciprian Bărăsescu. May Mr. Grigore Vieru's lyrical writings continue to be a joy to enthralled readers of present and future generations.
Flying news. Australia's floods move south, with the major flooding that initially struck Queensland now spreading to the southern state of Victoria. More than 14,000 residents of the town of Horsham braced for what was forecast to be its worst flooding in 200 years. On Sunday, January 16th, volunteers in the state emergency services placed 45,000 sandbags as fortification against the rising Wimmera River. With 31 fatalities now reported in Queensland, a massive cleanup operation has begun as floodwaters start to recede.
However, officials in Victoria say floods there are expected to be some of the worst ever as the heavy rains from a severe La Nina pattern hover over the region. In the past several days alone, 3,500 people have been forced from their homes as four river systems overflowed. Moreover, the Australian Veterinary Association has warned that the floods may have inflicted long-term impact on the nation's unique wildlife. Many animals, including wombats, kangaroos, koalas, lizards and frogs, have sadly perished, with survivors now struggling after being left with neither food nor habitat.
When Queensland conditions began worsening in early December, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $10,000 Australian dollars in emergency aid with her deep love and prayers, and our nearby association members immediately carried out relief efforts as per her instructions. Supreme Master Ching Hai had also offered $10,000 Australian dollars toward the endeavors of the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals to help stranded animal companions. On January 17th, she once more conveyed her love, sorrow, and prayers, and pledged an extra $10,000 Australian dollars for our nearby association members to give comfort to the most desperate victims, bringing the total contribution to $30,000 Australian dollars.
Our appreciation, Australian officials and personnel working to ease the calamities, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive care extended to the disaster-afflicted humans and animals alike. We pray for the swift restoration of regular day-to-day stability as humanity strives toward kinder regard for all co-inhabitants with whom we share planet Earth.
Three Philippine volcanoes showing increased activity. On Sunday, January 16th, the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology reported that Mayan, Taal, and Bulusan volcanoes on Luzon Island in the Philippines were showing signs of increased activity, prompting a level 1 alert for all of them. As rockfall and moderate steam was witnessed at Mayan volcano in Albay, access was prohibited for a 6-kilometer radius.
With Taal volcano in Batangas being recently shaken by 10 minor earthquakes, the public was advised to stay clear of the main crater, while at Mount Bulusan in Sorsogon, officials banned access within a 4-kilometer radius after a volcanic earthquake was noted there. We thank the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology for their detailed monitoring and concerned advisements for public safety. Our prayers that potentially dangerous eruptions are minimized through our striving for lives in greater harmony with nature.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. Congresswoman Giffords reading by herself now. Gabby Giffords, the U.S. Congressional Representative from Arizona, who was critically injured on Saturday, January 8th, by a gunshot wound, has been upgraded from critical condition to serious condition. She was removed from a ventilator and is now able to breathe on her own via a tracheotomy procedure. With an estimated survival rate for head gunshot wounds of around 5%, Representative Gifford's progress in the past week has been described as a miracle. On Wednesday, during a visit from several close congressional colleagues and friends, Ms. Giffords opened her eyes for the first time and began to be able to communicate by hand signals. In the wake of the tragic events leading to her injury, legislative discussions over the need to establish better gun control laws have begun. We send our appreciation for Representative Giffords' professional care as we thank heaven for her remarkable progress. May she continue toward a full and rapid recovery as we look forward to a weapon-free world where shared dignity and respect among all of humanity prevails.
It's just so important that we help prevent climate change in every way that we can. It's just
environmental activists freed. Six environmental activists in the United Kingdom have been released after the British government announced that charges of conspiring to take over a power station would be dropped due to insufficient evidence. The detainees' freedom was largely credited to PC Mark Kennedy, who had spent 8 years as an undercover policeman monitoring the activities of the activists. In doing so, he recently announced that he would give evidence in favor of the defendants and their innocence. We are glad for the freedom and cleared names of the six eco-activists as we thank PC Kennedy for his willingness to speak on their behalf. May all governments and individuals work together toward a stewardship that serves the highest balance of our ecosphere and all beings within it.
Beloved British actress remembered. Renowned British and Hollywood actress Susanna York has passed away at the age of 72 in London, United Kingdom. Miss York's gifted contributions were expressed through more than 5 decades of film, television, and theater, including roles in such classics as Tom Jones and A Man for All Seasons, as well as Superman and several of its sequels.
The versatile and award-winning Ms. York worked with many talents, such as director Sidney Pollack and actors Jane Fonda, Sean Connery, Elizabeth Taylor, and Marlon Brando, to name but a few. She went on to earn such recognitions as the British Academy of Film and Television Arts, or BAFTA Award, for Best Actress in a Supporting Role and Cannes Film Festival Best Actress for her role in the movie Images. Ms. York was also known to have written 2 children's books, In Search of Unicorns and Lark's Castle.
We send our sincere condolences to Miss Susanna York's family and friends. May her soul rest serenely in heaven's eternal grace and light as her talented legacy continues to delight audiences for years to come.
Save our planet. Latin American Eco Atlas reveals pressures of climate change. With data gathered from 33 countries, the United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, report, Latin America and the Caribbean Atlas of Our Changing Environment outlines the many environmental tolls facing the region due to climate change. Described through more than 200 satellite images, maps, tables, graphs, and text, the atlas comprises 3 parts, one that explores original diverse ecosystems and species, another documenting current climate issues, and finally, an analysis of 65 specific cases.
Environmental impacts such as high levels of deforestation can be seen in images of Brazil, Mexico, Haiti, Guatemala, and Bolivia. Of even greater concern is the fact that many of the lands are not being cleared for human food, but instead are being tilled for crops used in animal feed, industry, and fuel. Other noted climate effects across the continent include an increase in natural disasters, accelerated glacier melt, and land degradation such as soil and coastal erosion, as well as desertification that currently affects more than 600 million hectares in the region. Among the recommendations made by UNEP are sustainable programs to help halt the adverse direction and restore ecosystems.
We appreciate the United Nations Environment Programme for these comprehensive observations, despite our alarm at their detrimental effect on the environment. Let us quickly heed such meaningful scientific data and act now to restore balance to our planet.
Speaking with concern of climate change's perilous consequences during a November 2009 video conference in Mexico, Supreme Master Ching Hai at the same time emphasized the best way to safeguard the environment and all life therein.
Some of the global warming effects that we hear about are a continued rise in the Earth's atmospheric temperature, warming of the ocean, along with acidification, more frequent and stronger storms, prolonged droughts and intensified heat waves, soil desertification, plant and animal extinctions, and even melting of permafrost, which could trigger massive releases of more methane gas. And that would be catastrophic beyond an unthinkable scale. Mexico and your neighboring nations have already suffered from some of these effects. How is livestock production connected to these damaging effects, you will ask? There are so many ways that I'm sure I don't have enough time to tell all of them. These include deforestation, soil erosion and desertification, excessive use of precious resources, land and water waste and pollution, and animal, plant and human disease or disappearance. So the solution is very simple. We just have to turn away from the animal products. We stop eating meat, dairy, eggs, fish. Then everything will improve. Life will be easier and we can rest knowing that our children will have a future to look forward to.
Save Our Planet, a team of international scientists on an expedition to Haiti, discover six rare species of frogs that had not been seen for 2 decades, including one that whistles, named after composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, and another that can create the effect of its voice coming from a different location.
Save Our Planet, a new computerized flight procedure system being implemented by airlines such as Southwest in the USA, is saving money and reducing greenhouse gas emissions approximately 35% per flight by finding more direct routes and using precise angled descents for landings.
Everyone, I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's #1 international bestseller,
The Dogs in My Life, and we're following a yummy plant-based diet.
Today we have a tip on preparing a pomegranate. First, cut off the flowery end and lightly mark the surface into sections.
Then, place it in a bowl of cold water for about 5 minutes. Separate the sections while the pomegranate is submerged in the water.
The seeds will sink to the bottom of the bowl. Remove the peel. Drain the water from the seeds and enjoy.
Thank you for tuning in. And thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, a cash voucher program helps ensure food availability for Senegal's families. As part of this plan, more than 17,000 households in Pékin and Sikinchou will benefit over 6 months by receiving financial aid to purchase groceries. It is a pilot project funded by the European Union Food Facility, an initiative to assist with food security. The vouchers also benefit the local economy of disadvantaged urban areas by helping to support businesses which sell the food products. Our earnest appreciation, European Union Food Facility, for your commitment to the well-being of the residents of Senegal. May all be blessed with abundant sustenance for healthy lives and promising futures.
In technology news, India seeks to expand high-speed internet access to rural areas. The government of India envisions online access as a way to enhance prosperity through providing services including education, healthcare, and banking. A plan by the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India proposes all villages with a population of 500 be linked to broadband, with 75 million connections for India by 2012 and 160 million by 2014. What good news, India! May this laudable communication endeavor bring many benefits to the compassionate citizens of your great land. Up next on Noteworthy News, British researchers find that eating whole grain reduces the risk of strokes and heart attacks. We'll take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More good tidings news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, forward-thinking news for a progressing world. In health news, researchers find that eating whole grains helps reduce blood pressure. Dr. Frank Thies, senior lecturer at the Rowett Institute of Nutrition and Health, University of Aberdeen, United Kingdom, and colleagues, conducted a study in which subjects were asked to eat three portions of whole grains each day, such as oats, brown rice, and whole grain bread. It was observed that the participants had a decrease in systolic blood pressure, comparable to the effect of taking physician-prescribed medication. A drop in systolic blood pressure has the potential to lower the risks of strokes or heart attacks. Our thankfulness, Dr. Frank Thies and team, for highlighting one of the advantages of consuming healthful foods. May we continue to look to nature's bounty for enhanced well-being.
Let's enjoy an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Soft Spoken. It is told in Nigerian patois.
Assistant to boss. Baba, what happened make you fire Lisa? She na some diligent and soft-spoken person, so. Boss, na because she dey soft-spoken. Assistant, me I no sabi this one, oh. Boss, she dey so soft-spoken, I no fit hear anything where she talk.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you for spreading your positive messages all around the world. I also thank you for having so many subtitles so people all over the world can understand your programs. Keep up the good work in saving the planet. Shilpa.
Kind Shilpa, your supportive note is much appreciated. We pray that each global citizen realizes and joins in the urgent work of saving our Earth. Please feel free to use any information at www.supremastertv.com/SOS that will help you in sharing the planet protective vegan message. With Godspeed and Allah.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with heavenly bliss.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
With nearly all the flood-affected residents having been transferred out of schools and into new shelters, Venezuelan students from nearly 500 facilities are able to resume their studies.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Prime Minister François Fillon discuss offering their country's assistance in restoring stability to Tunisia while emphasizing the importance of dialogue as the only solution toward democracy and lasting national harmony.
Japanese soldiers working in Haiti as part of UN peacekeeping forces build a new orphanage for children in the suburbs of Port-au-Prince.
During his three-day visit to Oman, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Oman's Sultan Qaboos bin Said discussed cooperation to further the interests of fellow citizens as well as efforts towards peace and stability for Palestine.
U.S. President Barack Obama paves the way for easier travel to Cuba with a decision to allow more church and student groups to visit the island while also permitting Americans to send additional financial support to the Cuban people.
In an agreement between Pakistan's Government College University and World Wildlife Fund, or WWF Pakistan, WWF will provide university students with internships, job, and volunteer opportunities through various environmental and nature conservation projects.
Japanese company NEC Avio introduces a thermometer that looks like a table mirror, which can measure the temperature of the person facing it without the need for physical contact.
To reduce the need for imported rice, Philippine Agriculture Secretary Proceso Alcala recommends citizens consume more fresh produce, as he also announces an urban gardening program to promote vegetable growing in one's backyard.
His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI appoints Swiss microbiologist and Nobel laureate Dr. Werner Arber as president of the Pontifical Academy of Sciences, the first Protestant in the role since the beginning of the academy.
The Yunnan Performing Arts Group from Yunnan Province in China visits the state of Texas, USA, where they offer performances featuring songs, dance, instrumental ensembles, acrobatics, and others to celebrate the friendship of the two countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.